9:03 in the a.m. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on The Fan. Ed Norris, Rob Long, Jeremy Kahn. Joining us right now, the voice of the New York Yankees, courtesy of our Window Nation guest hotline. He is Dave Sims. Good morning to you, Dave.
What's up, Rob? How you doing, man?
Doing well. Doing well. Last night, Orioles and Yankees to a 4-3 win for the Baltimore Orioles. One of the things that has really, really hampered the baseball team here in Baltimore, we know about pitching, but it's been the hitting. Even last night in the win, 1-for-7 with runners in scoring position. But you guys have had your issues as well, 17-12, but some issues as well in New York. Am I right?
Well, it's not an overpowering 17-12, that's for sure. I mean, at pitching injuries, you know, about losing Cole for the season, we'll be back for the All-Star break, we hope. And hitting-wise, you still got a bunch of guys that started last night's game on the interstate. Cody Bellinger had a fabulous spring and came out, and he went 1-for-4 last night, so I think he's right at 200. Jazz Chisholm is still under 200. Those are two the main guys. Trent Grisham's been a godsend. He's had a fantastic first month, and Judge is the best hitter on the planet right now. So, yeah, it hasn't been overwhelming, but they're still in first place. They've gotten a couple of good pitching performances here and there.
And Judge is ridiculous this year. But, you said not overpowering. How big a blow is it that, you know, when Soto went to the Mets for this lineup?
Not that, you know, in the final analysis, it's not that big. I mean, Goldschmidt's been outstanding.
Yeah.
He's second. Going into yesterday, he's second or third in many offensive categories behind Judge. And he's played a terrific first base. Bellinger has played a great outfield first. I mean, he can play first in a pinch. Not even in a pinch. He's a good first baseman. He's a very good outfielder. And I think given that he's healthy now, I think he's going to hit. I don't know if it's going to be 40 home runs, but he's going to hit a share of home runs and hit for a decent average. So, and he's a much better fielder. I mean, I like Soto a lot. He's, everybody says, a generational hitter. But outfield-wise, he doesn't give you that much balance.
I think your brain shows a better fielder than Soto.
Hey, don't get me wrong. Would it be nice to still have him? Yeah, but I don't think anybody's crying in their milk anymore.
Let me ask you about the starting pitching. You talked about a little bit, but Carlos Rodon going tonight. What have you seen with him this year? Because I think you got to expect a lot of him with some of the injuries you've had to that staff.
Yeah, last couple of outings, he's been really good. Early on, he'd be pitching a couple, three innings, and he'd have an inning, give up two walks, three-run homer, and then everything would calm down. And it seems like in the last couple of starts, he's figured some stuff out. The changeup has helped him a little bit. He's still pretty much a fastball slider guy, but he competes like heck. I give him that. And I think he's going to be all right. He won 16 games last year, so I think this. I think he has a chance to be a stalwart in this rotation.
The voice of the New York Yankees, Dave Sims, joins us right here on The Fan. Dave, I think you've seen everybody with the exception of Boston now in your division. I said this a couple of days ago when I was with Rockabacco on Masson. I think the AL East, and not because it's weak at all, but I think 90 wins perhaps wins this division this year.
Yeah, that's reasonable. I mean, I think the Yankees have a chance to win this division. I don't know if they're going to run away and hide. And I look forward to seeing Boston. Certainly we're going to see them a whole bunch, and it'll be my first taste as, calling games and that great rivalry. I'm looking forward to it. You know, Tampa Bay, the Yankees took care of them, and then they go out and smoke San Diego, and San Diego's having a good team. So, it's baseball, and it's you try to predict at your own peril, man, because just when you think you got it figured out, it goes the other way.
Hey, you mentioned Goldschmidt. I don't know if people realize this. He's got, 17 years in the majors. He's been 361 with a .412 on base percentage, .875 OPS. I mean, we liked him. We were, coveting him here, when he was with the Cardinals, hoping that we might get him. You mentioned him, not being a big, drop from Soto, but I think it's even better than that. He's looking fantastic this year.
No, it's been great. I mean, the guy's quite possibly going to go to the Hall of Fame, and he's anchored the defense at first base. I think that's been very important too. You forget, if you don't have a good first baseman, to bail out guys who are making acrobatic throws and whatnot, you're going to be in trouble. And he's been outstanding. He's fielded his position as well. And, you know, he had a brutal first half last year, figured some stuff out. He went back to a lot of fundamentals the second half, and he's picked up right where he left off. And that's, it's been fun. It's been a great acquisition. Yeah, he gets, you know, Cedric robs him in the fifth inning. Yeah. That was a pivotal play. And the fact that the Yankees left the bases juiced in the first and they left 200 in the third. I was lamenting that with Susan Waldman the entire game. I said, you know this is going to come back and bite them. And sure enough, it did.
Hey, Dave, what do you think of Sagano? He's been a pleasant surprise for us. I don't know what type of expectation Orioles fans had because they weren't happy with the offseason the Birds had, but he's been a really pleasant surprise for us. What do you see with him?
First time I'd seen him, pretty impressive. I'm still flabbergasted that given how, you know, they played the last year or two, I fully expected with new ownership they were going to go all in on pitching. And they didn't. So, and then now you got the injuries just mounting up. I mean, I come down here, and I'm looking at injuries, and it's like, and it could fill. You could start have a starting lineup of 11 dudes playing for the Ravens. Are all in the, I mean, it's just unbelievable how many dudes are hurt. So, you know, you just got in baseball. One thing in a patient, and easier said than done. But patience, and hopefully, guys, you know, they figure stuff out.
Dave, real quick before we let you go, you mentioned the arms and the injuries. You've been around this game a long time. Have you ever seen so many pitchers go in the IL or back in the day DL as you see right now?
Hey, it's, you know, different training. I mean, I haven't grown up watching, you know, Koufax, Drysdale, Gibson, Nolan Ryan, those cats. And it seems like one thing that they all have in common, they use their legs a lot. They ran a lot. You know, guys are great, are better athletes in this generation, no question about it, but it seems like they're overtraining and something is not happening. I mean, I didn't even know what an oblique was when I was a kid. I mean, are you kidding me? And I set my watch to the Blake Snell and Tyler Glasnow going on the IL, and they hit right on the mark. I mean, something's not right. And that's just those two dudes. I mean, what, the Dodgers have eight pitchers on the IL. I mean, that's crazy.
Yeah.
And so I think the industry has to look at training methods. You know, everybody can't and shouldn't be throwing 100 miles an hour. And even if you do throw 100 miles an hour, are you throwing it for strikes? So, such, you know, they put such a premium on that, it's hurting the sport. It really is.
Dave Sims, thanks a lot, my friend. I'll see you a little bit later.
You got it, man. I got your stuff for you, all right?
I appreciate that. Thank you.